These are the stories that fell through the cracks because we had other stuff going on. You know, like balloons flying over.
Ooh, shiny balloon.
Here's our honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Not supposed to mention.
I was going to mention it when the time was right.
It's Leopard policy not to mention it.
It's been an honor serving with you all.
Didn't I mention it?
What an honor it is.
Great and honorable Moses.
So today we're holding auditions to become the newest member of Honorable Mention.
Yes, that is my balloon.
是的，那是我的气球。
Bobby Wilson, a little 9-year-old girl, took it upon herself to spend hours of her summer trying to obliterate the invasive spotted lantern flies. Did you ever see that story? They were telling people, kill them all. Yes. Kill them all.
Yes, because so, they can hurt the trees and ruin your crops.
Bobby Wilson goes out on the streets of her neighborhood in Caldwell, New Jersey, armed with a container with a mix of dish soap and water, which is what they said would kill off these lantern bugs. She found it on TikTok. She put a little bit of apple cider vinegar in it and everything. But somebody called the cops. A neighbor complained, quote, a little black woman walking and spraying stuff on the sidewalks and trees. She's nine.
And looks nine or seven. Yeah. Police show up. They question the mom and daughter. Nothing happens, obviously. But then they went to the town council meeting, the borough meeting. The little girl's sister, her older sister and her mother, and just talked about how this completely just destroyed this young girl's self-confidence and made her, you know, not want to be outside. Like, I can imagine that. The cops come because you're spraying trees because the town told us to spray the bugs right. And kill them.
And mom said it was a teachable moment, not for her or for her daughter, but for the community. Like, what are we doing here? So it got the attention of Yale University. You've heard of Yale.
Yes.
They held a ceremony just a couple of days ago to recognize her efforts to eradicate the lantern flies, and the insects that she has been killing, she's been murdering them, will be added to the Peabody Museum collection. Close to 30 of the lantern flies that she captured will be housed there, and Bobby's name will be attached.
And that picture is great.
It's
she looks awesome.
It's a beautiful picture. It's so funny.
I think that's cool how it turned out.
Here's number nine.
Number nine.
I did nine plays. If a cop's dirty, nine times out of ten, his partner's dirty, too.
Can I speak nine languages?
I stay up till 9 o'clock.
Basically, everybody at table nine.
I feel ready to go another nine in.
Niner. Did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
In Mexico, we've told you that there's some crazy stuff going on in American zoos, right? Well, in Chilpancingo, Mexico, four pygmy goats well, I shouldn't say they disappeared. We know exactly where they went.
Yeah.
The director, Jose Nava, cooked the four pygmy goats and served them up at a Christmas season banquet. He even sold off a zebra that they had at the zoo in exchange for tools that were supposed to be used.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in charge of the zoo. Now, he says the fact that we ate some goats does not mean that it was the ones from the zoo.
Although they were tiny little guys and there were four of them, which is exactly the number and size of the goats that were missing from the zoo.
Hmm.
Here's number eight.
It would be great if you could make a figure eight.
A child is born every 8 seconds.
Listening to eight different bosses drone on about mission statements.
Let's go to Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. He's talking about postponing his trip to China. Sorry to interrupt the nuggets here.
That we were prepared to have. I told Director Wong that the United States remains committed to diplomatic engagement with China and that I plan to visit Beijing when conditions allow. In the meantime, the United States will continue to maintain open lines of communication with China, including to address this ongoing incident. Indeed, that's why we need direct and regular communications in the first place, and that's why it's critical that such lines remain open at all times to help avoid miscalculation and conflict. One final but important note. The world expects the United States and China to manage our relationship responsibly. And indeed, addressing many of today's global challenges, challenges that affect the lives of our people and people around the world, demands that we find a way to work together as well. The United States will continue to act in a way that reflects that responsibility. We look to our PRC counterparts to do the same. Now, the Foreign Minister and I just signed an important agreement that will guide our country's cooperation on science and technology in the years ahead. The agreement builds on one that we signed in 1992, which helped foster 3 decades of consequential collaboration.
All right, Anthony Blinken there, Secretary of State, is referring to a meeting that he's had with South Korean counterpart, but saying that we need to manage our relationship with China responsibly, considering they have loosed a surveillance balloon over the United States and we're just sitting there taking it.
And watching it.
My theory early on in the show was we need to shoot the thing down. He needs to take a burning chunk of that thing straight to Beijing and plop it down on a desk in front of his counterpart there, the foreign minister, and say this will never happen again and show some balls. That would be wonderful. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's not happening. We're just going to wait for the balloon to float.
Or fall into, you know, the woods of Georgia or the Atlantic Ocean.
Find out on Twitter when it lands.
All right. Continuing with our news nuggets, a hitman for the notorious Nagrangheta Mafia has been arrested working in a pizzeria in France after 17 years on the run. Edgardo Greco, taken into custody in the French hamlet of Saint-Étienne, where he had risen to fame as an authentic Italian pizza maker.
I mean, what? Is this a picture of him?
That's him.
This should be a movie. Would you watch this?
I would eat the pizza.
Pizza must be good if he got that reputation.
Here's number 7. He was killing that.
The seventh son of the seventh son.
107 days.
With the government. Sector 7.
Guy 7.
7 a.m.
7 years of college down the drain.
7.
7 days.
These must have been some good wings.
It must have been. 66-year-old Vera Liddell works for the Harvey School District 152 down in Harvey, Illinois. She's been working there for more than a decade. She's the food service director. She's accused of stealing $1.5 million worth of food, most of it in the form of the chicken wings.
Now, this all came to light. The majority of the alleged fraud happened at the height of the pandemic, when kids weren't even allowed to be physically present in school. Even though they were learning remotely, parents could still pick up those meals, though, for the kids. Yeah,
free meals. And in this case, she had ordered 11,000 cases of chicken wings and then picked up the order in a district cargo van. It was uncovered when the business manager for the district did a routine mid-year audit and found they were spending more than $300,000 over their annual food service budget, despite only having been halfway through the school year.
Wow.
That, and the fact that every time you'd go to shake that woman's hand, she'd had, like, buffalo sauce all over
her nails.
Number 6.
I got 6. You got 6. She got 6.
Number 6.
Dude, there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Why do you have a picture of me, a rabbi, and 6 drunken longshoremen?
Why don't we just stick her in a nursing home closer to us so I don't have to drive 6 hours?
Drink another 6-pack.
Number 6.
Got to be careful, people, with your kids and your Grubhub account and your phone and all. A Michigan man says he had a $1,000 bill from his Grubhub account after his 6-year-old ordered a smorgasbord of food from several restaurants, leading to a string of unexpected deliveries.
Oh, little Mason. What was he ordering?
Chicken wings.
Shrimp, jumbo shrimp salad, shawarma, and chicken pita sandwiches, chili cheese fries, and other food.
Keith Stonehouse said his son had ordered food from so many different places that Chase Bank eventually sent him a fraud alert declining a $439 order from Happy's Pizza. But the $183 order of jumbo shrimp went through and arrived at the house. Oh, gosh.
They said his son is very intelligent. He's been reading since he was 2.5. I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
Intelligent and smart are 2 different things, right? It's like the guy saying love and lust are 2 different things. Here's number 5.
For 5 minutes!
I have 5 rules.
We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
5 little monkeys.
This is the year 5.5.
I'm leaning on track 5 for Anaheim.
Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately.
You ever done the 23andMe yet?
No, I've done the other one.
Ancestry?
Yeah, Ancestry.
Mm-hmm. Homicide detectives called Jackie Viduro at the end of January saying that they matched her 23andMe DNA test kit to a 36-year-old cold case murder.
Ooh.
She's only 31. And the murder that they connected her to was 36 years ago.
Yes.
She said, I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, but when the police call you about a murder, you think, well, did I kill somebody?
Right.
She said she's living in her own Dateline episode.
So it was her DNA that matched her as a link to the person who was murdered?
She's a content creator, lives out in Palm Springs, went on to reveal the detective said her DNA was a possible match to an 86 cold case murder of a Jane Doe who had been fatally shot and thrown off onto the side of a road down in San Diego. And Jackie said, no one had ever reported her missing and they don't know who she is. And now they think I might be her family because of my DNA that I uploaded.
Yeah, second or third cousin of the victim.
Crazy.
And she says her family, they've been talking about it. They have no idea who this woman is, where she came from. But they think she could have been like a child of someone that they didn't know existed, you know, ooh. And which is why no one reported this woman missing.
Well, here's number four.
4 minutes.
He's probably on his fourth tranquilizer by now.
Commandment number four.
There goes the Fourth Amendment.
This isn't the same world you left 4 years ago, sir.
Man, there is a chance that I'm going to London later this year, and I cannot wait to see a pop-up urinal.
Oh,
now,
wow.
There's a couple issues that I have with it. I'm not saying I'm going to use it, but first of all, it's a urinal that pops up out of the ground, out of the sidewalk, in the middle of the evening, or I should say middle of the afternoon. In the middle of the day, you don't need urinals, apparently, but in the middle of the evening along the West End, you do. Shortly after someone went to go watch Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, one of these things was going back down, hydraulically going back down into the sidewalk when a guy was crushed.
Oh, that's horrible.
The emergency crews responded. The air ambulance seen taking the guy from Trafalgar Square. Medics weren't able to save him. Here's the thing about it is that it's an open air urinal.
Yeah, I see that part too. People are just walking by and you're doing your business.
And I mean, it's covered enough. Those two guys in that picture, you can't see their business.
I know what they're doing though. It's obvious what they're doing.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
They're adjusting their belt.
Oh, at the same time. Gotcha.
Layla, what's number three?
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
They were dead within 3 hours.
Three.
Security clearance level three.
All three of you.
Three.
We have audio for this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Three. Born live.
After about 3 days, they both start to stink.
Three.
It's awful. And I'm afraid that I'm embarrassed to play this, but this is the sound of David Rush breaking the Guinness World Record for number of fist bumps in under 30 seconds.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, that's all I'm going to play.
That's enough.
Joey, his partner, and himself punched each other thousands of times to make this happen. We bled, we sweated, we bruised.
Okay. By the way, Rush has set over 250 Guinness World Records in his lifetime, including the title for the world's fastest juggler, the world's slowest juggler, most bowling balls juggled, and most consecutive axe juggling catches. So this is what he does. He just sets records.
Here's
good
number,
for him.
Number two.
What's going on, you two?
Pick out two fingers. One, two.
There are two people in this house.
There's two sons and no women.
Two ringy-dingy.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what the Villages are? The adult living complex down in Florida?
No.
Everybody drives around in golf carts and things like that. Okay. You see commercials for it every once in a while. There was a whole story about how these were wild times for the people who live in the Villages. Lots of swinging going on, lots of partner swapping and that sort of thing. And there became a story about if you put a gnome or an upside down pineapple logo or sticker or even a sculpture in your yard, you were down to, you know,
oh, for
swap.
Visitors to come over. Yeah. Okay.
Now they're talking about loofahs. Loofahs are the sign that you want to do this sort of thing and color coded to determine how exactly you're willing to go and swap and switch and do that sort of a thing. There is a loofah code apparently in different colors. White is for beginners. Black is for those who want it all at the complex. Other colors, teal, reserved for those who identify as bisexual. Purple is for those who just like to watch all this sort of stuff.
Pink.
Jacob, stop playing that.
Pink is for people who like to do it with others in the room. Oh, wow.
Here's number one.
We're number one.
Oh, wow.
We're number one, Ben.
That's all that counts.
I decided to look out for number one.
Are you the number one?
Rule number one.
Number one.
I'll let you tell the story.
What? No, no, no. I was backing up.
Yeah, you started packing up your bag. Why do I have to tell it?
Doctors in Australia recently removed something from a 14-year-old after he...
He got a hole in one.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah...
It seemed that the teen was experimenting with a round white egg, like a turtle egg. It was actually a golf ball that had made its way into his sigmoid colon, which is the last section of the large intestine that connects to the rectum, hardly knew him. The boy reportedly panicked when he couldn't dispose of the golf ball by himself, the old-fashioned way. So he told, oh man, I would not do this. He told his mother. And then his mother had to take him to the hospital.
But the family doesn't like, the family doesn't like doctors.
Well, I wonder why.
So they had him do the laxatives. And then it worked.
Boy's father was not keen on the doctors performing the physical removal attempts. The laxatives worked a few hours later. Mm-hmm. They noted a successful evacuation and no evidence of injury.
And they said, don't ever do this again. Okay.
He's like, right, next time I'll use a 7-iron.
Or a Lego.
Or a Lego. Lego head, yeah. Layla, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to your wonderful listeners, too.